Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, stands a house that whispers tales of a dark past. A house built in 1887, steeped in murder, revenge, and a lingering sense of unease. Today, it is known as the Museum of Shadows, a sanctuary for haunted artifacts and paranormal enthusiasts alike. But the stories don't end with the objects inside. Strange lights flicker without explanation. Ghostly voices echo through its halls, and visitors report feeling watched by unseen eyes. What happened here all those years ago to leave such an indelible mark? Is the house itself cursed, or is it the collection of objects said to carry the energy of the past? From its macabre origins to its transformation into one of the most haunted attractions in America, this story promises a blend of history, mystery, and the unexplainable. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Omaha, Nebraska was a bustling frontier town in 1887, a place of rapid expansion and gritty determination. Amid this growth, a stately home was constructed, a testament to the prosperity of its original owner, a prominent figure whose name is now lost to time. The house stood tall, its Victorian architecture a reflection of the era's elegance, but it would not remain a place of joy and success for long. Tragedy soon seeped into its walls, staining its history with stories of betrayal and violence. The house's reputation began to darken as a result of a scandal involving a family dispute. Local records from the time are sparse, but fragments of the story remain. A heated argument, an act of betrayal, and a death that left the community in shock. Rumors of revenge followed, with whispers of another murder tied to the same family years later. These events set the stage for what many now believe is a lingering, residual energy that clings to the house. By the early 20th century, the house changed hands multiple times. Each new owner seemed to experience misfortune, financial ruin, sudden illnesses, or mysterious accidents. While skeptics might attribute these events to coincidence, others began to believe that the house was cursed. The rumors intensified over the decades, with tales of shadowy figures seen in windows and unexplainable sounds emanating from the empty halls. When the house was eventually purchased in the 21st century by Nate and Kaylee Raderman, it had long been abandoned, a relic of Omaha's past. The Raidermans, paranormal enthusiasts with a passion for haunted artifacts, saw an opportunity to breathe new life into the building. They transformed it into the Museum of Shadows, a space dedicated to housing items with dark and mysterious histories. The Raidermans were careful to preserve the home's original character, but they also added layers of intrigue by filling its rooms with objects said to be cursed, haunted, or otherwise supernatural. Almost immediately after the museum opened, visitors began to report unusual experiences. Some claimed to feel sudden chills or the sensation of being touched by unseen hands. Others heard whispers when no one was around or saw fleeting figures out of the corner of their eyes. These stories were consistent enough to attract the attention of paranormal investigators who brought specialized equipment to document the phenomena. One of the earliest recorded events involved a group of visitors who captured what appeared to be light anomalies on their cameras. These anomalies were described as orbs, small, glowing spheres of light that moved erratically through the rooms. While some dismissed these as dust particles or camera glitches, others were convinced they were manifestations of the spirits said to haunt the house. Another incident involved electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs, which are believed to be ghostly voices captured on audio recordings. During a late-night investigation, a clear, disembodied voice was heard saying, "Get out!" followed by the sound of footsteps. The recording, later analyzed by experts, was deemed authentic, though skeptics argue that such recordings can be easily misinterpreted or manipulated. As the Museum of Shadows gained notoriety, the house's unsettling reputation only grew. The combination of its violent history, its collection of haunted artifacts, and the mounting reports of paranormal activity made it a focal point for ghost hunters and thrill seekers alike. Yet amid all the excitement, questions remained. Was the house itself the source of the activity, or was it the objects now residing within its walls? Could the experiences of visitors and investigators be explained by psychological factors such as the power of suggestion or were they encountering something truly unexplainable? The museum owners, Nate and Kaylee, maintained a careful balance between encouraging investigation and respecting the gravity of the house's history. They often reminded visitors that the museum was not a place for gimmicks or staged scares, but a genuine attempt to explore the unknown. This approach only deepened the intrigue, as the Raidermans themselves shared stories of their own strange encounters while working in the house. As the story of the Museum of Shadows unfolded, it became clear that this was more than just a tourist attraction. It was a living narrative where the past and present seemed to collide in eerie and unexpected ways. From its roots in tragedy to its evolution as a hub for the paranormal, the house had firmly established itself as a place where the line between the natural and supernatural was blurred. As word spread about the Museum of Shadows, the activity within its walls seemed to intensify, almost as if the spirits, or whatever force resided there, were feeding off the attention. Visitors reported more vivid and unsettling encounters, and even skeptics began to leave with stories they couldn't explain. What made the Museum of Shadows unique was not just the paranormal phenomena, but the recurring patterns and the chilling personal experiences that defied easy explanation. One of the most infamous recurring phenomena involved the house's mirrors. Several visitors claimed to see faces in the reflective surfaces that did not belong to anyone present. These were not fleeting impressions, but clear, vivid faces, some described as anguished, others eerily calm. Paranormal investigators brought in specialized equipment to monitor these mirrors and discovered strange temperature fluctuations and electromagnetic spikes near them. While skeptics suggested these were tricks of light or the power of suggestion, the sheer number of reports made the mirrors one of the museum's most talked about features. The house's collection of haunted artifacts also played a central role in its growing notoriety. Among the most unsettling items was a Victorian doll said to be cursed. Visitors frequently reported feeling uneasy in its presence, with some claiming they saw its expression change subtly when they looked away. One staff member recounted a particularly chilling experience. While locking up for the night, they heard faint giggling coming from the doll's display case. When they turned to look, the case was empty. The doll had somehow moved several inches from where it had been placed earlier that day. Another artifact that drew attention was a tattered wedding dress rumored to have belonged to a bride who died tragically on her wedding day. The dress is said to carry the sorrow and rage of its original owner, and visitors often reported feeling sudden waves of sadness or anger when near it. Some even claimed to hear soft weeping emanating from the case where the dress is displayed. Paranormal investigators used audio recorders to capture these sounds, and while some recordings yielded nothing, others contained faint, unexplained noises that resembled crying. But perhaps the most disturbing encounters were those that seemed to target individuals directly. Visitors described being touched or even pushed by unseen hands. One woman reported feeling a sharp, icy grip on her wrist, leaving a faint red mark that lingered for hours. Another visitor claimed they were shoved hard enough to stumble, though no one else was near them at the time. The staff began to notice patterns. These physical interactions often occurred near the same areas, suggesting that certain parts of the house were more active than others. One such area was the basement, which many consider the epicenter of the house's paranormal activity. Dimly lit and filled with a heavy, oppressive atmosphere, the basement has been the site of countless eerie encounters. Visitors have reported hearing guttural growls, feeling as though they were being followed, and even seeing shadowy figures darting across the room. Investigators using thermal cameras captured unexplained heat signatures resembling human forms, though the basement was otherwise empty. Despite, or perhaps because of, these unsettling reports, the basement remains one of the museum's most popular attractions. Theories about the activity in the Museum of Shadows vary widely. Some paranormal experts believe the house is a classic example of a residual haunting, where energy from traumatic events is imprinted on the environment and replays like a recording. Others suggest the phenomena are tied more to the haunted artifacts than the house itself, with the objects serving as conduits for supernatural forces. Still others propose a poltergeist explanation, where the collective energy of visitors might be amplifying the activity. Skeptics, however, point to more mundane explanations. They argue that the power of suggestion, combined with the museum's dark atmosphere, could easily lead people to misinterpret natural occurrences. Drafts could explain cold spots, creaky floors could mimic footsteps, and psychological priming could make visitors more likely to see or hear things that aren't there. Yet even the most hardened skeptics struggle to dismiss some of the more compelling evidence, such as the EVPs and thermal camera footage. As the Museum of Shadows continues to attract visitors from around the world, its reputation as a hub for the paranormal only grows. The house stands as a testament to the enduring allure of the unknown, a place where history, tragedy, and the supernatural converge. For every rational explanation offered, a dozen more questions emerge, ensuring that the Museum of Shadows remains a source of fascination and debate. For years to come, the Museum of Shadows stands as a testament to humanity's endless fascination with the unknown. Whether it's the house's dark history of murder and revenge or the countless haunted artifacts collected within its walls, the line between what's real and what's imagined seems to blur the moment you step inside. It's a place where the past refuses to stay silent, where whispered voices and shadowy figures challenge our understanding of reality. But as we've uncovered tonight, the truth is never simple. Is the paranormal activity reported at the Museum of Shadows the result of restless spirits, objects imbued with malevolent energy, or simply the power of suggestion in an atmosphere steeped in mystery? Science may explain cold spots and EVPs, but it struggles to account for the deeply personal and unshakable experiences so many visitors claim to have had. What we do know is this: the Museum of Shadows doesn't just tell stories. It is a story, a living, breathing mystery that continues to evolve with every visitor who dares to step inside. Whether you're a believer, a skeptic, or somewhere in between, one thing is certain. There's something about this place that refuses to let go of those who encounter it. I'm Tony Bruschi, and this has been another Paranormal Deep Dive. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another journey into the unexplained.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.